Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Sole celentus occident, montes et arvete quora, mestus relinquit innovat, ser lucis omen crastine. Mirantibus mortalibus, sic te creator provide, leges vicesque temporum, umbris te disset lumini. Actum tenebris aetera silentio prementibus, vigor laborum deficit, qui es cupita queritur. Spe nos fideque divites tui beamur lumine, verbi quod est a saeculis splendor paterne gloriae. Est ille soqui nesciat ortum velum quam vesperum, quod terra gestit contegi, quod celi nevum iubilat. Hac nos serena perpeti da luce tandem befrui, cum natet almo spiritu tibi novantes cantica. Amen.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down? As though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence. Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people, trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men in illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord God, you reward each one according to his works. Hear us as we pour out our hearts to you, seeking your grace and secure protection. We look to you for our stable hope in a constantly changing world. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessing. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Be gracious and bless us, Lord. And let your faith shed its light upon us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessing. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is the head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Work with anxious concern to achieve your salvation. It is God who, in his goodwill toward you, begets in you any measure of desire or achievement. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God without reproach. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
The Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles to be mocked, scourged, and crucified. And on the third day, he will rise again. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles to be mocked, scourged, and crucified. And on the third day, he will rise again. All glory and honor to God, for in the blood of Christ he has ratified a new and everlasting covenant with his people, and renews it in the sacrament of the altar. Let us lift our voices in prayer. Bless your people, Lord. Lord, guide the minds and hearts of peoples, and all in public office.
May they seek the common good.
Bless your people, Lord. Renew the spirit of dedication in those who have left all to follow Christ.
May they give clear witness to the holiness of the church.
Bless your people, Lord. You have made all men and women in your image.
May they always uphold human dignity.
Bless your people, Lord. Lead back to your friendship and truth all who have gone astray.
Teach us how to help them.
Bless your people, Lord. Grant that the dead may enter into your glory.
To praise you forever.
Bless your people, Lord. Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. And teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, teach us to lead good lives, encourage us with your support, and bring us to eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omne speciosa. Valle o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.